part of the Christmas story. You'll see that little bit was added in. But we're going to hear Luke's original account now as Naomi comes to read it for us.
You'll find the reading on the Seva sheet, and it's Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Well, afternoon, everybody. And can I just start by, as a parent, and on behalf of all the parents here, and others as well, who enjoyed that incredible performance, saying a massive, massive thank you to Georgina, particularly, I don't know where she is, can't quite see her, but there she is, right in front of me. To Georgina, to all of her cast and crew, behind the scenes with Philip writing the score and Ian, and lots of work that's gone in. Thank you very much, that was incredible. Let's give them another round of applause. We live in a world where many, many things are changing and very quickly. I mean, I don't know, I guess you haven't, have you? You haven't been to another nativity where there's rigatoni, macaroni, all the nations eat salami. Ever been to one of those? Ever acted any of those, our esteemed cast? No? You didn't look very persuaded at that point. Lots is changing. And very quickly. And that feels uncertain and unsettling at times. It's been an incredible year looking back. But some things don't change. As a parent coming to a nativity where your children are acting in the same parts that you played 30 years ago, it's a reminder of that fact that some things, they carry on year on year. They're the same. And that, isn't that Christmas? We come back again, and that's painful for some, maybe for you here. We come back again to this time of year, this magical time of year. And around the country this week, many of us in our homes, there'll be turkey and tinsel and trees and family traditions. And there's Christmas again. And it's the same. It's a curious thing, isn't it? Every year we're brought back again to this story and to Christmas. We're brought back again to this place. I guess very few of us have been to, but we know it very well. We're brought back again to Bethlehem and to these people, to Caesar Augustus, to Mary and Joseph. We're brought back again to the census and the stable because there was no room at the inn, to the shepherds in the fields, to the baby in the manger, and to the angels who announced to them and say to them, "Do not be afraid. We bring you great news, news of great joy that will be for all the people." They say, "Today, a Savior has been born to you in this city of David. And that Savior will be Christ the Lord. And every year we come back to that day, that one day. And it's a day in our lives as well. The question is, in 2017, with all these changes going on in the world and so much that's happening and so much that's moving, why? Why do we come back to the same old story? Why? Isn't it time to try a different one? Some people say that it is. Just recently, I don't know if you picked up, but those journalists on Radio 4, the presenters, were saying, you know, it's time to ditch thought for the day, they said. It's just a bit boring. It's always the same. Maybe that's Christmas too. Why the same old story? Why do we keep coming back? Of course, some have tried to write different ones. John Lewis have a crack every year, don't they? But none of them seem to quite cut it. They seem to have to keep rewriting them. We still come back, in spite of all our best efforts, to this magnetic story, this incredible story, this powerful story that has been retold and retold and retold. And something draws us to it. Something draws us to it. And we can't leave it behind. Then if you picked up the theme as it was shared through that wonderful musical, that a time has come. There's been a long time of waiting, and a time's come. That's a big theme in Luke's gospel. It's at the start of the gospel of Luke's account of the life and teaching and work and ministry of Jesus Christ. He starts with lots of time references. They're there, and that's the passage that was read. There are three of them. It starts, in those days, Caesar Augustus. There's a time. Time's coming. A time came for a baby to be born eventually, and then we announced today. It's the word of the angels. Today, the time has come. Today, a Savior has been born to you. Today. Through our lives, maybe when you were small, you have kind of, I don't know, maybe five chances to act in that nativity. Maybe five chances. But each year, we have another chance. Each year we have another chance to be a part of the story. That's why we're sitting here today. The angels announced to the shepherds, actually the angels announced to all of us. They say, today is the day, this baby that's been born, this baby is for you. He's for everybody. And he brings peace in all the earth. He'll bring peace to you too. The shepherds, do you like those shepherds, the rapping shepherds and the slightly scared looking little one in the middle? I like that little guy. They had it about right, didn't they? They heard the news, this incredible announcement, directed to them for all the people. They were the first to hear it. And what did they do? Well, they modeled to us what we should do too. They came to the baby. They came right close to him. They followed right to the place where he'd been born. They didn't stay at a distance and think, oh, that's nice. That's an incredible message. That's changed lots of things in culture. That message and that baby, he's been the center of incredible works of art for many centuries. He still can't get away from his birth because we mark it in the years of our calendar. We can't get away from his celebration. They didn't stay at a distance and just think those things. They came right close. And they bowed down and worshipped him. And they went away transformed, changed. The peace that comes at Christmas was peace that came to them. And that's our invitation too this year. Don't know how you come to Christmas this year or how Christmas comes to you, because it does, doesn't it? We can't avoid it. That's the thing. It's not that we come to Christmas. It's that Christmas comes to us. And it comes this year, and if we're still around, it'll come to us next year too, as it'll come to the country and to the world. The angel breaks in on the shepherds. It's an invitation, an announcement. But it's great news. But what about us as we sit here? As we come to this Christmas? We've got an opportunity and a challenge. How will we respond to that same announcement and that same message of this Savior who's been born? It will very soon, and we know it if you've been through Christmases before, it will very soon be Boxing Day. we'll be into the middle of January and be saying, where did that all go? And time flies. So here we are, we're sitting here, we've enjoyed this wonderful musical retelling of that great story, the greatest story ever told. And we have a wonderful invitation to respond to the message of the angels and to know the peace and joy of the baby that is for all the people and all the year. You see, it turns out that what we need at Christmas actually isn't a new story. It's the same story, the same old story, but the same old story of Christ who makes all things new. I'd love to leave that with you this Christmas, that wonderful invitation and the memory of this great performance. Georgina and team, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. We're going to sing a final carol which speaks of the invitation to all of us to play our part in the Christmas story, in the Nativity. Come, let us adore him. That's the part we are to call to play. Let's stand and sing. You'll stay. There'll be tea and coffee. There's little tea boxes of tea for all the kids, I think, served downstairs. They'll be brought to you, but if you're up in the balcony, perhaps you'll need to come downstairs for that. But I hope you'll stay, and I hope you'll come back next Sunday. Two more carol services at 5 and 7 o'clock, and then Christmas Day as well in the morning. It'd be lovely to see you at any of our services. And in your service sheets, you've got a little insert, which is the passage we heard read and Ed was speaking about a little bit, and we're giving that away in the hope that if you'd like to think further about these things, there's the Bible, but some help to look at it, some questions you might ask. It might be something to do with a friend, maybe a friend who's asked you along. I'm sure they'd be very happy to sit down with you and discuss anything that struck you. And there's more studies looking at Luke's Gospel, if that would be something you'd be interested in the new year. I'm going to pray as we draw our time to a close. Let me pray. May the joy of the angels, the wonder of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child fill our hearts and homes this Christmas time. and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.